Vayeshev Yaakov, Zot Rashi, Bikesh Yaakov, Leshev Vishalva, Kofetz Olav Rugzai Shal Yosef. Yaakov wanted to sit Bishalva. Zokta Chasam Sofer, what's the taich? Yaakov wanted to sit Bishalva. We know that the Ramban already tells that the entire Seder Advarim of the Parshis and Bereshis is Maisa of Simin Labonim, and Yaakov meeting up with Esav, with Lavan, with Sori Shal Esav, and all of these Hitmodediyot, all of these challenges are Misamel, the Golos, and all the different Soros in the Golos. And L'chayra, afterwards, when Yaakov finally meets up with Esav, and he tells him, Acha Ove Eladoini Seira, and he survives Sa'id the Melchama with the Sori Shal Esav, and Sa'id the encounter with Esav Alein, L'chayra, the continuation of the Maisa of Simin Labanim, is the Geula, Mashiach Zeitin. Bikesh Yaakov Leishev B'Shalva, the same way his encounter with Lavan and Esav was a symbol for what's going to be in Klal Yisrael and the Golos, he now wanted at L'Soif Yomav to sit B'Shalva as a symbolism of the Geula, of Mashiach Zeitin. And that's the Chayr of the Hemshech of the Seder Advarim, Maisa of Esim and Labanim. But the emes is that the Geula Asida is Ayin L'Rasa, and it wasn't a chelik of the Maisa of Esim and Labanim. And if this was the whole Hakdama, it was the promo that was telling Avet what's going to be, so now, Kofetz Olav Rugzai Shel Yosef, the real story starts. We're finished with Maisa of Simin Labanim, and Kofetz Olav Rugzai Shel Yosef, the second time around, where now it's the Simin Labanim, when it's the Maisa starting, because L'chayra, the Tchilas Dvarim now, is really the Ishtalsus of Yaakov Avinu and Klal Yisrael going to Mitzrayim. So he Bikesh Yaakov Leishev B'Shalva as a symbolism of the Geula, in the Bechina of Maisa of Esim and Labanim. Yeah. But he was wrong, because the Geula is only the real time when it comes. There's no, it's behalt in the Geula. There's no Maisa of Esim and Labanim of them. And therefore, Kofetz Olav Rugzai Shel Yosef. There's another pshat, what it means, Kofetz Olav Rugzai Shel Yosef, I saw from the Chayzim of Lublin. There was a Vada Gzeira that Klal Yisrael has to go down to Golos. That's the Seder Advarim from the Brisbane Absorim already. There was Avtocha that that's the way it's going to be. So how is it going to be? Why is Yaakov suddenly going to go down to Mitzrayim? The emes is, there would have to come some kind of a matzav that the goyim, the Mitzrayim, would come, and they would put on Yaakov shal shaloi shal barzel, and they would bring him down to Mitzrayim with a farnem. He says a pshat, it's a drush. Bikesh Yaakov leishev b'shalva. Yaakov wanted it to be b'shalva. He didn't want to go down with the whole dramatic that the Mitzrayim come and take him captive. How is it that he's going to be yoshev b'shalva? Kofetz Olav Rugzai Shel Yosef. The Eibishter was mesada that the whole story of Yosef comes, and Yosef goes down to Mitzrayim, and eventually, 23 years later, Yaakov goes down to see Yosef. And that's how it happened that the Yidden went down to Mitzrayim. But that's all because it was Bikesh Yaakov Leishev B'Shalva. If not, he would have had to go down, and Shal Shaloi Shal Barzel, they would have to bring him down. Third shot from the Hafla, Bikesh Yaakov Leishev B'Shalva, Yaakov Be'emes, there was a Gevissa Pagam in Kibbut Av, but on a Bittel essay, a person is only Nanish when it's Yidden of the Rischa. So it's Bikesh Yaakov Leishev B'Shalva, because the Vaila, very nice, there was a Pagam in Kibbut Av, but what could happen? Aber Kofetz Olav Rugzai Shel Yosef, with the Maisa of Diba of Yosef, that really makes it more that it's Ibn Derischa. And even though a person is not Nenash on a Bittel Essay Stamazoi, but when it's Ibn Derischa, then he's Nenash. So if he bowed, it was the Rugzai Shel Yosef, that was more that now he could be Nenash Taka for that Bechin of Kibbut Av. Now Rashi continues, Kofetz Olav Rugzai Shel Yosef, Loi Dai L'Tzadikim Mashim Mesukiy and Avuram Oilam Haba. Hey, Mevakshim Gam Oilam Hazeh. And that they don't have. The Ksav Sofer, he says, I'm already getting the hair. We know that Yaakov and Esav, Yaakov was Neuchel, they were made a chaluk of the Shtei Elonis. Yaakov was Neuchel Olam Haba, and Esav is Neuchel Olam Hazeh. And that's how it has to be. Oh, but it's interesting. Goyim, the whole time, going through Olam Hazeh, they're Muvdach Ubatuchim Ba'atzmam, Betos, but the Betuchim Ba'atzmam, they're going to be Zoichat Olam Haba. They, according to their Demyonis, according to their Chukah, the way they trapped them, Asakum and Zay Olam Haba. You know why? Valoid nisht, can Olam Hazeh haben sie nicht. They're not going to have Olam Hazeh. And they will move that they should have Olam Hazeh. So Goyim walk around the whole Olam Hazeh, some smuchim u'betuchim, that's a kum zeh Olam Hazeh. They don't. Oh, but thus is askedei, they should have Olam Hazeh. And by Yitzadik is fakert. He's always worried that maybe he wasn't zoicha, and he's always torud and daiging that maybe he's not going to be zoicha. Avad, in the end he will. Oh, but he was muftach Olam Hazeh, not Olam Hazeh. If he's betuach ba'atzma, and for sure he's going to know. Das ein lech olam hazeh god when he said. And he wasn't muftach olam hazeh, he was muftach olam hava. Kedei that he should have olam hava, not olam hazeh, the tzadik gate durch to olam hazeh, loy day le tzadik ima shem esukin avur am olam hava. Hey, mavak shem gam olam hazeh, that they don't have. They're always doyagim upoichet them that they're not going to have it, in order that they should not have oylam haba and have oylam haba. Ula hepet by the goy, like we said. You have this parsha of Yosef with the echem, it's a shver sugya. The precious drachim ki yedua, according to his mahalach, where he shtels avek. We mentioned in the various parshas, various facets of it, aber in the klolas advarim, he shtels avek, the chakira. If Avram Avinu, the Gemara says, kaim kol ha-tayra kula, and Avada Avram Avinu means the ovois, and the chlal, the matzav of klal Yisrael until matan Torah, and the ikara chakira of the precious drachim is Avada, they kept the mitzvahs, but did they have the status of a Yisrael, even the kula? Well, no, they also had a din of a ben noyach. That's the basis of the entire precious drachim, which is interesting. He shtels avek first that it's a machloikas achroinim, and he brings many, many makaris, which we mentioned some of them through the parashiyas. He then boys that it's not only machloikas achroinim, it's a machloikas rishayim. He then boys from midrashim that it's gora machloikas tanoim, and he goes l'mala b'koidish, until, at the epitome of the shtickle, he says it's a machloikas Yosef and the shar shvatim, this vikuach, the chakir of the precious drachim. That's how he builds up the shtickle in the precious drachim. So, b'ktzara, what he says is, one of the vikuachim was about Avram and Achai. Yosef was Moitzi Diba that they were Eichel Avram and Achai. Zok the precious Rochim, it was a Ben Pekua. And a Ben Pekua is Mutter le Ben Noya, is Mutter to Yisrael. But it's also to a Ben Noyach. So Yosef, who goes like the Tzad, that they also have to be Noyig Lechumra like they're a Ben Noyach, so he was made Moitzi Diba that they're eating Avram and Achai. The Shvatim, Leshitasai, who held that they have a din of Yisrael, even Lekula, they were eating it because it was a Ben Pekua. B'doimel is that in the Vikuach that Yosef was Meitzi Diba because they're Koiri Lebnei HaShvachis Avodim. Yosef was Shitasi that they're a Ben Noyach. So the Bnei HaShvachis and the Shara Shvatim are all of the same status. Oh, but the Shvatim hold that they have a din of Yisrael. Taka hold is a Givisa Elyonis of the Bnei HaImois more than the Bnei HaShvachis. So Vaiter was Lashitasim on the same Vikuach. Vayehav the Yisrael Ohaves Yosef Mikol Bonov Kiven Skunim Huloi. It was his Ben Skunim. Balaturim brings that Ben Skunim, Skunim is Gematria Roz, because he was Megalaloi all Rozei HaTorah. And the MS, Oyer, Oyer is Gematria Roz. Oyer, Oyer of Torah, Oyer of Hanukkah, Oyer. Oyer is Gematria Roz. So Ben Skunim, he was Megalim all the Rozei Torah. But he brings, there's also a Remez and a Trik, and what is Skunim? He taught him, call a Torah Kula, all the Rozei Torah, call a Torah Kula, because Skunim is Rosh HaTevis, Zroim, Kodshim, Noshim, Yeshuas, the Yud is Yeshuas, because there's a remez, the Gemara says in Shabbos, V'hoye choysen itecha, choysen Yeshuas, chochma v'das, Yeshuas is Seder Nezikin, and the Mem is Moyed. So the Weltfret, what's with Seder Taras? What's with Seder Taras? I heard once of Shad, Zekunim is Moly, it's as if there's a Vav. So the Vav is V'das, because it's V'hoye choysen Yeshuas, V'hoye emunas itecha, choysen Yeshuas, chochma v'das. V'das is Seder Taras. So the Vav, that's behalten in Zekunim is say the Taurus. Someone once wanted to tell me a pshat that the last sugya that they learned was Egla Rufa. The last sugya they learned was Egla Rufa, which is grad in Masechta Soita, aber Melantas and Brisk. So that's, it was a kachem dik, and that's what they were up to. So this sugya comes to Taurus. Shvet, pshat, if that's the pshat. Pashtos, that means they were learning Egla Rufa because Yaakov Avinu was giving him a warning of being careful on the derech. And he said, not to be, they were handling the Inyan of being careful on the derech. So they were handling the Inyan of Egla Rufa. Vayiru Echov, ki oisi ohav aviyah mikol Echov, zok demeshachachma mikol Echov. The brothers were jealous because he loved him more than all the brothers. Mikol Echov l'rabis Binyamin. Zok demeshachachma, if he would have loved Yosef and Binyamin b'shova, that wouldn't have bothered them, the Shvatim. Because he's they're the Bnei Rochel. We see even when they met up with Esav, Yaakov Avinu shtels avek the Seder Advarim as Bnei Ashvachos, and then afterwards Bnei Leah, and then afterwards Bnei Rachel. We don't see that that was a source of kinnah, because they were makir that Rachel is the Ahuva. That wasn't the problem. The problem is that it's Vayiru ki Oisei Oyev Mikol Echav Mikol, even Binyamin, that Yosef is more Ahav even than Binyamin. So that's Omer Darsheni, that it's not a din mitzad Rachel, and that's what was Ma'orer the sinah. Now there's a mahalak to learn up that. What was the Vikuach Yosef with the brothers? What were the brothers scared of? They even made a bezdin, and they held he was right. What was the shirish of the Vikuach? There's a mahalach to learn up, as we know that the Avos are really coming to be Mesak in the Oilom after Chet Adam Arishan. Adam Arishan was Kulei B'Shlemus, but there was a Chet. We don't understand the Chet, but there was a Chet which brought down Kilkul to the Oilom. And the Avos are slowly re-being Mesak in Oilom. Now, even as the Avos are being Mesak in Oilom, Avram Midas HaChesed, but Avram Avinu has a psoilus. He has a Yitzchak, but he has a Yishmael. There's a psoilus. And fascinating, Yishmael is the psoilus of chesed. Yishmael is nus. Yishmael is by erva. It says ki chesed hu in the pasuk in Vayikra. When chesed is done the wrong way, that's Yishmael. Yishmael is talking the psoilus of chesed. Yitzchak is nochamid amidas hagvura. The psoilus of midas hagvura is Esav. Esav is ritzicha. That's what happens. Gvura gone wrong is in expressed in Esav. Yaakov is Tiferes or Emes, which is Emes a mizug of Chesed and Gvura, and Yaakov is already Mitasei Shleimo, and it comes out that that's when the finks sing up the Tikkun. But the Emes is Yosef is Yisoid, Tzadik Yisoid Oilam, and the Vikuach of Yosef and the brothers is that Efshi Yosef is saying the same way Yishmael Esav was cancelled out, and the Tikkun is Nishlam through only Avram Yitzchak, and then Yaakov. The cheshash was that Ki'ilu Yosef is saying, no, that the Tikkun is not Nishlam until Yisoid, until he's misakin it. And that was the Vikuach. And Avad, it's no, it's Vayiyu b'nei Yaakov Shteimaser. Yosef is Yisoid, there's a whole Indian in there, but it's Vayiyu b'nei Yaakov Shteimaser, it's Mitasei Shleima. There's a Zohar in Parshas Vayishlach. We know that Adam HaRishon was supposed to live 1,000 years, but he gave 70 years to David HaMelech. And that's why he lived only 930 years. But the Zohar brings that the Emes Adam HaRishon wasn't able to give it. After the Chait, Adam doesn't have what to give to David. There was Chait. The Ovis HaMesaken it. But it's interesting the way the Zohar spells it avek, which Ovis, who gave the 70 years. So it says Avram was supposed to live 180. And he only lived 175. So he gave 5 years. Yitzchak lived 180 years. Yitzchak is Gevura. Gevura doesn't give. Yaakov, we're going to go now, he was supposed to live 175, we're downgrading, he was supposed to live 175, he lived 147, he gives 28 years. And Yosef, again, another Madrega, was supposed to live 147, each one takes from his father. He was supposed to live 147, and he only lived 110, that's 37 years. That's, he gives the most, Yisoid gives the most. It's interesting that, not Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, but it's Avram, Yaakov, and Yosef, according to this Mahalach, that's Mashlam, the Tikkun of Adam, which be'emes, that was the Bikuach over here, is Yosef supposed to be Mashlam, the Tikkun or not? That was the Asherish of the Bikuach, Yosef and the brothers. So they saw that the father, that Yaakov loved him the most. Layachlu dabru l'sholayim. Zok the goyim. What is layachlu dabru l'sholayim? He brings the Gemara and Mamash at the end of Brachas. Daf Samach Dalet. The Gemara says, Haniftar mechaveiroi. Al yoyim alo leich bisholayim. El leich l'sholayim. Because by Yisrael, Moshe tells him leich l'sholayim and it was matzliach. David told Avshalom leich bisholayim and he was halach v'nitla. So l'toyim, he's supposed to say l'sholayim, not bisholayim. And over here it says, layachlu dabru l'sholayim. They couldn't say l'sholayim. You have the whole story of the Chaloimus, which Avada in Tois Harosh already on Ala Torah. The Pirush Harosh says that Yosef felt that he had to tell the brothers the Chaloim, because otherwise it would be an Indian of Koivish Nevuasai. Because he saw the Chari after the first time that it's causing problems. But it was Pashan Indian of Koivish Nevuasai, he had to tell them the Chaloim. But there's a Diak. After the first Chaloim, it says, Vayisnu. After the second Chaloim, it says, Vayikanu Boyechov. The Alshich shtells on this diak. And he says, after the first chaloim, it was Ma'ir Sina. Because the first chaloim, the brothers thought that Yosef is having a chaloim from her Hurei Liboy, what he's thinking about during the day. That the tfuah of the brothers was Meshtachavet to the tfuah of Yosef. That's important to realize. In the first chaloim, the tfuah was Meshtachavet to the tfuah. In the second chaloim, the Shemesh Yireichem Kechavim were Meshtachavim Li, to Yosef, not another Koichav, to Yosef Alain, not to a Koichav representing Yosef. But Chalifin, though, in the first Chaloim, maybe it's from Erhurei Liboy, and that's causing Sinah, as our Trachta Zoy Bechlal is causing Sinah. But in the second Chaloim, which he's thinking about, Shemesh V'Yareach, that even Oviv Imoy HaMishtachim Leim, that Avad, it's not Shach, that he was thinking about that, Homen Zey Farshtan, and that Taka Shteito and the Chaloim, Yesh Dvorim Begoy, that already now was Ma'ir Kina. That was the two Shlavim in the Chaloim. But I saw another Pshat, what was the Nekud that was bothering them so much about the Chaloim? Two Pshatim. From the Arachayim HaKadosh and the Meshech Chochma, each one still on the same word, but a totally different word. Keseder Yosef, when he's saying over the Chaloim, is saying Vihine, Vihine, Vihine. So the Arachayim stells Avek and Akuda, what's Vihine? Vihine is because when something is very vivid, very borer, then you say Hine. Azoya Chaloim, it's unclear, he was thinking about it during the day, Epis Given, when it was Mamish Adarg of a Chaloim, that's Nevuah, that's really, there's a message over here. That's what they heard from him when he was saying Vihine, 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 Vihine Anachnu Ma'alma, Vihine Komalu Mosi, Vihine Sisubeno. The Vihine showed how vivid and clear it is. That's what got the Shvatim Nisoyer. The Meshech Chochma says a different prat. he brings raya that vehine is a lashon of simcha. By Bikurim, by other places, it says vehine anoichin nesati vehine aron achicha yoytze lekroscha baracha samach b'li. By vehine is a lashon of simcha. So mele you're saying over the chaloyim, and mele the rosh says it's koyvish nevuasei. Oh, bezochte das besimcha. That's what bothered them, and the Meshech Chochma even adds that's why it's vayisnu oisei al chaloyim moisov v'al dvorov. First of all, on the etzem toichin of the chaloyim, but also al dvorov. That he's saying it with a gishmak, with the vihine. Mele, it's koivish nevuasa, yabar ezok this metaza, vihine, meloshen simcha, that's what vizundara hadgosha, that was moirer on the Shvatim. Now they answer him back, they say, hamolich, timloich, aleinu, imoshel, timshel banu, zok the goyin, there's two different lashoinis. The Malbim talks about this also in many places. There's melucha and memshola. Melucha is when the Am is makabel the malchus. Memshola is when it's bikfir, that the moishel, the memshola is moishel on you. The goin says that's even the pshat. Ki lashem hamelucha on klal yisrael, because the klal yisrael wants to be makabel the malchus. Umoishel bagoyim on shar ha'amim, the eibush is a moishel. Aber lo asid lavoi, the hoya hashem lemelech al kol ha'aretz lo asid lavoi. All the umis will understand, and all the umis will be makabel oil malchus yisbarach. But over here, what the Shvatim was saying is, Hamalech, Timlech Aleinu, is it possible that your Chaloyim is that you were a Melech? That can't be, because we're not being Makabel. Elamai, Moshel Timshel Bono, but that's not what you saw in the Chaloyim. But it could only be Moshel Timshel, it can't be Malchus. Malchus Zichu, we're not being Makabel. Yeah, in the Chaloyim was, the Shemesh V'Yoreach, V'Achad Oysor Koychov V'Mishtachav V'Mli, they were Mishtachav to Yosef. So there's a Kasha, V'dino heichan hoisa. Last week, in last week's parsha, there was a kasha when the brothers meet Yosef, when Yaakov meets Yosef with all the shvatim, and they asked, V'dino heichan hoisa? V'dino heichan hoisa? So over there she was in a box. Aber was mit der Chaloi? Der Chadasar Kechavim. V'dino heichan hoisa? Who was given Dino? L'maisa Dino was, someone wanted to tell me a pshat, you know, the Yereich is Rachel, but the Emes Rachel was already nifter, so Chazal say it's going on Bila. The Maisa Dina was Yosef's mother-in-law. Because if you learn, he married Osnas Bas Dina, so it was his shviger. So other does is the Yoreach. Other, after that's Alein the Teretz, and Zi is Nish Mishtachev Afilu Anachalon. Zi is Nish Mishtachev Afilu Anachalon. Those are the Teretz. So afterwards they decide, they make a whole Dina Dvorim on the brother, on Yosef, and they put him into the bur. Vahaboy Reik Ein Boy Mayim. Mayim ain't boy. Aval nechoshim v'akrovim yesh boy. Ain't boy is Rosh HaTevis. Aval nechoshim v'akrovim yesh boy. That's the Rosh HaTevis of ain't boy. Aval nechoshim v'akrovim yesh boy. Mayim ain't mayim el toira. And this is a klal that a person has to know. There's no parav and there's no in-between. Oy ba mensh is zich mismalei zayn bor. Everyone is a bor. If you're mamalei the bor with mayim, mayim zu toira, that's what the bor is going to be mismalei. Oh, but if you're going to not be memaliyat, kaseida with mayim zutoira, it's not going to stay empty. It's going to become a matzav, rachmano litzlon, nechoshim v'akrovim yeshbo. There's no parav. Im asmol ve'imina, yisoid, barosi yetzahora, ubarosi toira tavlin, o yipsidod mayim, yipsidod toira tavlin, zeir gut, o baroibnisht, if it's abor reik, aim boy mayim, a person can't think that he's going to go, beseid, b'shvish libi elich, nish galer, nish getoy, no, but, said zayin gut, a gut the yid elich zayin, name. V'haboy reik ein boy mayim. Oib says mayim ein boy can zayn muftach v'samach u'batuach v'zayn rachmono litzlon avol nechoshim v'akrovim yesh boy. Kol minei andirizachim. A person has to realize keseder to be mesmalei with ein mayim al toira zolnisht arayim kumin k'nechoshim v'akrovim. It says v'yesh v'lecha lechem. After they danned on him v'yesh v'lecha lechem. Pashtas, the pasuk is being madgish, how they weren't mesiachas, because it's an es. The Briskerov says, a taich, originally they wanted to dan in bedine bezdin mamish, that they wanted to dan on a misa. And there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Rambam paskins azoi, that a bezdin that's dan din on a fashis is osr lechel kol ayoy, so they weren't able to eat. But after they switched the psak, that they're not giving him a psak bezdin, they're going to put him in the bar, and they're going to let it be bedine shemayim, however the dine shemayim is going to fear it is. But it's not bezdin that's paskining. Therefore, now it's vayesh v'lech alechem, they were allowed to sit and eat. Until then, they weren't eating, because midin bezdin she'oisek, midin nefashis, eini oichel kol oisei ayoyim. Pasuk says that when they were dining on this, it says, "Ma betza kinaroi gesachinu v'chisinu esdomoi." The Kotzka says, "State all yisoid." What are we going to gain if we have to hide it? And a person has to know whenever you have a suffix, people have sveikas, what to do, how to do firzach and anhagas in a boyfriend prati and a klaliyistik boyfriend. You should know if it's going to have to be that you have to hide what you did. And kenas onish vissen from them. Be mavara good. If that's the right thing. Ma betza kinara gesachinu v'chisinu esdomoi. What are we getting if we have to hide it? That already is oimer darsheni. Maybe there's something wrong. Something as the davzich shemen as the davzich behalten. Yes, dvarim poy. That maybe it's a problem. In Beis Halevi state and under a connection. Ma betza kinara gesachinu v'chisinu esdomoi. Zok to Beis Halevi when Bezdin gives an oinish. L'chara there's two mahalchim what the pshat. Oinish of misa even. Bezdin gives an oinish. One mahalch is nekama. The person did a avla, negit nekama. There's a tzura, there's a seder advarim of nekama. Another inyan is laman yishmu v'yiro. Zok to Beis Halevi azod. On one hand, there's an inyan to give an oinish as nekama. If a brother is no nekama. On a brother, you don't do nekama. A brother, you moichel. Mashenken, if the inyan is laman yishmu v'yiro, then adarab, ken zayin, on a brother, even kolshkein. It's a shrekel chazach, but if there's a tzorech, then yeah, laman yishmu v'yiro, a feel of a brother, that's the whole, it's even a starker message of laman yishmu v'yiro. But those are the two mahalchim. Other nekama, other laman yishmu v'yiro. Zok the Beis Halevi, that's what the mahalch was they were saying over here. Ma betza, what are we going to gain? Kinari gesachinu, we're killing our own brother. So nekama is nishdok, because if a brother is not in nekama. Elamai is the other mahalch. Laman yishmu v'yiro. Over v'chisinu esdomai, we're going to have to hide it. So now mamonoshef, the tzvei dinam are not here. The two seems to be able to kill us either other nekama, other laman yishmu v'yiro. Over ma betza, kinari gesachinu, mitzarecho etzachinu, so there's no nekama. And it's a chaini, v'chisinu esdomai, we have to hide it, so there's no laman yishmu v'yiro. What are we going to gain? Now Reuven comes back. Hayela deinenu, v'ani ona anibor, Reuven chaps a shrek. The Medrash says, there's a Medrash that, v'ani ona anibor, b'maisa billa. Why is Reuven now nesoirer on the union of maisa billa? So the hafla says pshat, because Reuven and the Shvata made a cheshma that Yosef is less than 20, he was 17, and as less than 20, maybe there's no einish in Shemayim, and that's why they put him in the bar, and said Zayin Beseder, because he's less than 20. When Reuven comes, and he sees what happened, that Yosef is gone, obviously something shrekelch happened, he sees that even less than 20. That was ma'orim, because him, Reuven, by Maisa Billa also was less than 20. And there was chayz of an oyer on him, that's what he's saying, Vani onan ibon Maisa Billa. From the fact that he sees that Yosef was nenesh pachas me'asrim, it was ma'orim on him also to be worried, he'll be nenesh efshar on pachas me'asrim. But I saw another pshat. We mentioned before that the achadasar kechavim on the chaloim, Reuven saw in that chaloim, he trusted in Yosef's chaloim. And he felt he's one of the achadasar kechavim. He didn't go with the cheshbon, that maybe one of them is Dina. And he's not in the cheshbon, like we spoke about last week, on the achadasar. The achadasar included it. But now that he sees Yosef einenu, so the whole chaloim of Yosef was in this battle, everything fell through. So navani onani bo, maybe now he's worried that maybe also he'll be nenash on his maisa. You have a whole separate sugya here, the mice of Yehuda, Vitamar. That means there's a whole Yevamistik Echelik to the sugya. I've learned a Yevamis. There's a Medrash that stells a vek on this parsha. The Medrash says, there's a pasuk, Ki anoichi yadati as hamachshavos. Shvotim ha'yu oisikim b'mechiris Yosef. Yosef ha'yu oisik b'sakei v'tanisoi. Yehuda oisik lisa isha. V'akadosh baruch hu oisik u'bori orishol Mashiach. Tamar de Gazach, one would have thought the brothers are being Oisik and Sakvitainis, they're being Oisik and Tshuva and Inyonim. You would think Yehuda is doing a Psander Zach, he's going to get married, he's forgetting about everything, fanging on. No, you have to know the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's the Kodesh is calling the Pasuk, Amech Yadati Samachshavas, the Abish to saw what's going on in Yehuda's Machshava, and from there comes Mashiach. Bemis the Kotzke says, Bemis everyone was doing Tshuva. But one of the Mahalchim is, Chosin is Moichim Le'akolavin Oisov. This is like the Mahalch from Tshuva. Yosef was Oisik Pesakivitanisi, of Zayin Gang, Reuven of Zayin Gang. Yehuda Oichet is a gang from Shuvah. Oisek, Noise Isha, Chosin, Moichel, Kalavin, Oisek. Oichet given of a Zugang of Zuchin Shuvah. You have later in the parasha the Maisa with Yosef and Eishes Petifar. Nolei Shomei, Lea Lishkevetz, Lelias Ima, Loi Boilam Hazev, Loi Boilam Haba. Yosef was Oimid bin Asoyin. It says, Yosef saw Dmus Diyukne Shal Ofev Bachaloin. And he said, you want to lose out from being one of the Avnei Achoshen. There's a pshat from the Chasam Sofer. On the Avnei Achoshen, it says, Va'avonim Tiyal Shmois B'nei Yisrael. He makes a whole cheshem. We spoke about this once. Originally, the Gemara thought that maybe the names of the Avonim were on the Evan, meaning on each Evan, Oidem Pitadov Arekes, it said the name of each Evan. But later the Gemara says, no, it didn't say the name of the Evan, it said the name of Rom, Yitzchok, V'Yakov, Shivtei Yeshurin, and the names of the Shvatim. Now, it has to have all the names, all the letters of the Chof Beis Oisis have to be there, because in order for the Urim V'Tumim to be mayor on the Oisis. Now, Yosef is the only place in the Shvatim and in the Ovis that it says a Samach. And therefore, the message that was coming to me is, Yosef, if you're going to be taken out of the Avnei Achoshen, so there's not going to be a Samach. If there's not going to be a Samach, then it's not going to say Yosef. Then we're going to have a Samach. We're going to have to go back to the other Mahalach that it says the names of the stones. Sapir is one of the stones. That's a Samach. But then it's going to take out the names of the Ovis also. So Yaakov is coming to Tainu to Yosef. If you're going to do a Chet, and it's not going to be able to say Yosef on that stone, it's not just that shepherding you. It's shepherding the whole Mahalach. We're going to have to go back, and instead of putting the names of the Ovis and the Shvatim, instead we're going to have to put the names of the Avonim in order to have the Samach. And that's why the Pasuk says, the Medrash brings on that Pasuk, he tells Yosef, V'roya zoynis ya'abed hoin. What's hoin? Hoin is because on Yosef's name it said Yehoisef. That's an extra hey. And also, the way it works out, it said, Avrom Yitzchak Yaakov Shiftei Yeshurin. Every stone had six letters. Binyamin already has six letters. So on Yosef's Evan, it said Yehoisef, and it also said Vov Nun of the Shiftei Yeshurin. If Yosef's going to be taken away, he's losing out his hey, the Yehoisef. And the Vav Nun of Yeshurin, that's Ma'abed Hoin. V'roya Zoynis, Ya'abed Hoin. That's what he was told, that he's going to lose out on the... if he's going to be Nifl.